WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukashinsky and Kale Zomer with you this morning. And Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Randy and his team with Professional Floor Covering, they're here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings, but it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And every time you walk into a bathroom or a kitchen, the countertop's one of the first things you see. So it's so important to make sure you get that right when you're doing that remodel. They offer a wide selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops. They're going to help you find the perfect one that fits both your lifestyle and your design. Professional Floor Covering is an Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. We wrap up our theater week here today with Waupun Theater Department's production of High School Musical Junior. And to my right, we have three of the performers today. We have Ezra Swarzy playing Troy. We have Malia Morgan playing Gabriella. And we have Brianna Bench, who is Miss Darbus. And I have to ask, first of all, because I loved High School Musical growing up. I was bopping to the top yesterday. We'll get to that a little bit later. But what is it like for you guys being able to be a part of what is a turning into a classic drama here?
Well, it's actually kind of amazing because normally it's not open to, like, a lot of opportunities aren't open to younger students, but most of us are junior high, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, you 7th through 9th grade with this. That's a really fun age, especially doing something like this. And I'll go down the line, first of all, I'll start with you, Ezra, because you were playing Troy in this. What has it been like for you to be putting on the Troy cap, so to speak?
It's cool because I'm not only working with 7th graders, but 8th graders and 9th graders, and it's difficult to know all the lines and all the songs. I really don't get a break between all the scenes.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's really cool.
I believe it. And Malia, you're going to be playing Gabriella in this. What has that been like for you? I mean, Gabriella, another one of the big leads in this.
It has been a really cool experience. Working with Ezra has definitely been something that has been nice because I've been working with, again, 7th, 8th, and 9th graders, so I get to collab with a lot of them.
Yeah, we were kind of talking a little bit before, but it's a cool opportunity. You get to sometimes work with some older students and kind of learn from them, so to speak. And then before long, you get to be the older student that a lot of the younger ones are looking up to. And that's really cool to see the growth. Brianna, you're Miss Darbus in this.
Yeah.
For you, you get to be like an authoritative role. What has that been like for you?
Well, honestly, I'm not surprised. I am like the oldest, but it's been really cool. Because, like, a lot of the other students look up to me, and I take a lot of pride in that, and it's just really cool. And it's really nice to see other people, like, younger people, and it's like, well, I'm the boss now. I'm not the younger kid now.
Yeah, so. You get to put that cap on and be the one in charge in a little bit, especially in these scenes. For people at home that are interested and want to go to this, you're going to be able to on November 7th or the 8th. There's going to be three total shows. On the 7th, there's one at 7 p.m., and then on Saturday, there's going to be one at 2 p.m., and then one at 7. That's a busy day. That's going to be a lot of fun, I imagine, putting all this work in and have it come to be. How are we feeling with the shows about a week away now?
Well, I feel that we're going to do good, but the lines are what we really need to get solid, so...
Is it going to be like one of those where you get through with Friday and then it's like that deep breath air and like, okay, we've seen what this looks like. We know what this is going to be. All right, let's keep going. This is going to be great on Saturday too.
Yeah.
I love definitely. That. Well, and then for you guys, I'd love to get to know a little bit about when your theater careers have gotten started. How long have you guys been acting? How long have you been doing things like this?
I've been doing it for 3 years. I started in seventh grade, and now I'm a freshman, so I've been doing it all the way up to now.
So for 3 years now, what's it been like for you? Now that you're in year three, is it, all right, this is easy. I know what I'm doing at this point. How has it been developed for you over the last 3 years?
Yeah, it's been getting a lot more easier. Like I said earlier, I'm in charge now. Everyone looks up to me. I'm not bossed around a lot. And it's just a lot nicer. But, yeah. I still get nervous before going on stage. But when you're on stage, it gets pretty much better.
Like, I like that. Well, I think like with most things, if you care about something, it's good to be nervous. Because if you're not nervous, it's a problem in the other way. It's like, wait, maybe they don't care enough about it. So I think that's a good thing. And then moving down the line, Malia, how long have you been acting? What does this look like now for you?
This has been my first musical. I'm in eighth grade. I had so much going on in seventh grade, so I didn't really have time to go in that musical. But now that I have a little break in between schooling and homework and stuff at home, I had enough time to do this musical, and it has been such a great opportunity for me.
Well, first year, what's that been like? Has it been everything you thought of? Do you expect to be back?
When I auditioned, I was so scared to see what part I got. I was really hoping that I got the part I tried out for, and I ended up getting that part, and I feel like that was just such an honor, because I feel like that kind of the person I play kind of represents who I am as well.
Well, congratulations on getting the role in the first time through, too. That's fantastic. Hopefully we have you on for many more of these as well. And then down here, Ezra, what's this look like for you? How many years have you been doing this?
This is technically my first show. I did a mini musical with the director, Mrs. Schultz, before. But I think it's kind of cool getting Troy because it's my first real musical.
Well, congratulations as well for the first one. And I mean, Troy and Gabriella, those are big roles as well. I mean, we obviously know, I know a lot of the songs because it was one of my favorites growing up. When you look at this and you're thinking about the things that you're a part of with this play, is there a song? Is there a moment? There's something that you're like, I can't wait for people to see this.
I would say Stick to the Status Quo is one of my favorites because I feel like it just shows everybody's character. And another one is probably We're All in This Together. I just like the choreography in that one. And I feel like everybody just has they just do so good in that song.
Yeah. Well, again, those are two of the classics in this as well. Is that the same for you guys, that these are two of your favorites, or do you have something else that you're thinking?
I agree. They're both really unique, and like, especially We're All in This Together, it's just really nice because you kind of see the chemistry between like the cast and everyone's up there dancing, and just a really fun time.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I love about a lot of the High School Musical songs as well is that it's not just like two or three people. It's like the whole group. It feels like a family up there. I imagine it's got to be really cool for you to be able to be sitting next to a lot of your friends and classmates and be participating in this as well. Ezra, do you have a favorite that you're looking forward to?
Oh, it's definitely Status Quo. And my second would be Auditions.
Mm. Well, Auditions, that's a unique one too, because that's one that you're actually going to be up there by yourself for a little bit, I imagine.
Yep.
So how are you feeling about the opportunity to have a couple solos in this?
I think it's really cool, again, because it's my first real show.
Well, and one of my favorite things to ask when we do have theater groups on, if you're not allowed to say your character, is there one that you just think is either funny or you're just like, they're awesome, I can't wait for people to get to see this character and fall in love with them too?
It'd definitely be Ryan, because he's got some funny lines, and overall, he's just funny, so.
Yeah, Ryan and Sharpay, that's a dynamic duo if I've ever seen one there. If you can't say Gabriella, who are you thinking?
I would say Sharpay. I feel like when she got the part, I feel like she definitely said, oh, I gotta be bossy, and that's what she's done since like day one. I feel like she just fits that role a lot.
She's drilled it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exciting. We'll be able to talk about Sharpay here in a little bit, too. But going down here, you can't say Miss Darbus. Who are you looking at? You're like, they're awesome. I can't wait for people to see it.
I would say both Sharpay and Ryan. I think like their dynamic is very powerful. Like they really do act like siblings on the stage, and it's just really fun to see.
Well, I'm really excited to hear how this goes. This is, again, one of my favorites. So congratulations, first of all, on being a part of this and these fantastic roles. And I can't wait to hear how it goes. But thank you guys so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined with more members here of High School Musical Junior, put on by the Waupun Theater Department. That's next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
From the moment you arrive, so many reasons why. McKinn Street's Home Furnishings is the place where you should be.
Discover the inventory reduction sale at McKinn Street's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Hi, this is Sandy. We are having a huge inventory reduction sale. Save big on all in-stock merchandise. For example, Lazy Boy recliners starting at $399 and love seats starting at $599. Sofas, sectionals, dining sets, and mattresses are all on sale. Interest-free financing until April is available. All of the end tables, lamps, and pictures have been discounted for this sale. Many items are one of a kind. Stop in and discover the inventory reduction sale going on through Tuesday, November 4th at McKinn Street's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts since 1858.
Year after year, McKinn Street's.
From the floor to the ceiling and the walls in between, you'll find it on sale at Professional Floor Covering during the October Gold Tag Sale. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, inviting you to shop and save during the October Gold Tag Sale. Save on every Abbey carpet in the store. Abbey carpets give you durability and beauty with a 60-day quality assurance guarantee. No questions asked. Shop our Staten carpet line, offering high-quality, beautiful designer patterns and styles. You'll find an impressive selection of stock carpet to shop with 40 rolls to choose from. We're also making it easy for you to go green with a renewable resource. Check out our wool carpet display for a durable, natural stain fighter option that looks and feels great. Shop and save all month long during the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, and online at proflr.com.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our orthopedic and sports medicine team is committed to personalized care that meets your individual needs. From arthritis to complex sports injuries, we treat a wide range of conditions with the latest in both surgical and non-surgical options. We're here to help you move better and feel stronger. Now seeing patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing you Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinn Street's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Make sure you come out and join us on Sunday, November 2nd at Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam for our next Pack Attack party. You can enjoy a free light lunch from Pizza Ranch in the market at Beaver Dam, plus drink specials, giveaways, meat raffle, all the benefit, the Good Karma Brands, John Moser, Children's Radiothon, and you can watch on those many Tower Lane televisions as Green Bay takes on Carolina. Plus, you can register to win the best seat in the house from McKinn Street's Home Furnishings. And the doors will open at 11 a.m. Lunch is served at halftime. And we do have a second Pack Attack party that will be coming up Sunday, December 7th against Chicago. But you don't want to miss this first one. We only got two a year. So you got to make sure that you're there. We're going to have a lot of fun coming this Sunday. But coming up in a week from now, the Waupun Theater Department's production of High School Musical Junior kicks off. There will be a show on November 7th at 7 p.m., and there will be two on the 8th, one at 2 p.m., and one at 7 p.m. I'm now joined by three other members of this fantastic production. We're going to start with Harrison Newman to my right, who is playing Ryan. We have Cora Sanplowski, who is playing cheerleader, and then we have Jenna Bresser, who is playing Sharpay. Thank you three, first of all, for joining me today. I love this play so, so much. And a few here are some of my favorite characters as well. I would love to start with the characters that you're playing. So can you tell us a little bit about Ryan, first of all, and what that's been like to be playing him?
It's been very nice playing Ryan, because, his songs are pretty cool, like Bop to the Top or, like...
Oh, I'm ready for you on Bop to the Top. Nicely done.
It's one of my favorite songs.
As it should be. It's a great one. And then, I guess, moving down the line, you're going to be playing cheerleader in this. What has it been like for you to go through this and be a part of this production?
I kind of like all the choreography that, like, the cheerleaders have, unlike all the other ensemble people. It's kind of cool how we're just kind of special and have that different choreography like that.
Yeah, well, and that's something that I always am fascinated about when I'm watching theater, because there's so much more than just the lines. You have to remember all the dance moves. You have to remember where you are on the stage. How long for you did it take until you were like, I think I'm ready. I'm pretty excited. I'm ready to go to next Friday.
I was pretty ready for this probably by already 2 weeks in getting on the stage. And
that is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that. I think that you could give me 3 months, and I don't even think I'd get the first thing down. Wouldn't get the first song out of the way. And then going down here for Sharpay, I think a lot of people know, because she is the fun antagonist that is in this play. What has it been like for you to be, bossy and get to have that kind of fun edge to you?
It's been really fun. I definitely enjoy all my lines and my songs, and I think it's super fun being, like, partnered up with Ryan, too. And with, like, all the other people, I just get to be, like, well, like, I'm, like, better than all of them. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to kind of probably be something that you're not usually, like, in your day-to-day life. So getting to put on that cap of being Sharpay, I got to imagine, is a ton of fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Well, when you look at the songs that you guys are doing, whether it be you're dancing or whether or not you're singing, is there one that you're really excited for that... you're like, I can't wait for the people to see this?
Like I said earlier, like Bop to the Top, because it has like three separate parts.
Yeah.
And then like there's like theater, gym, and then there's like the lab. It's like three songs in one, but like it's also one song.
Well, and you've kind of had a similar role where you're with Sharpay, you're an antagonist, but there's a little bit more of a soft spot that you can see with Ryan throughout the whole thing. How has it been to be able to perform and work every day with Sharpay and get to have that kind of fun?
It's nice because I get to like see how she does her roles, and I get to like see how I would do if I were Ryan, and like how she would work with her role. And it's a lot of fun playing as Ryan.
I believe it. Cora, for you, is there a song or a dance that you're especially fired up for?
Yeah, Stick to the Status Quo. I am so ready to see Sharpay get smashed with a cake.
So you're going to be the one getting smashed by the cake?
Yep, I don't know how to feel about that. I'm super excited for Stick to the Status Quo because I have a lot of solos, and it's just really fun to hear all the overlapping parts and the singing. And then I also like Bop to the Top because of what's happening, and then the choreo is fun too.
Unfortunately for Dodge County, they got to hear that was my favorite song from High School Musical. I was doing a little Bop into the Top yesterday. Yeah, I was going with the latter. I don't think I can pull it off. I tried. It's a tough look for me. But when you look at all this process of how long this takes and how much effort that you put into the show, what has been your favorite part about working together and having so many great friends and classmates a part of this?
Learning how everybody's like... personalities are like Sharpay's like her bossy self, then you got Troy, who's like mostly like a chill guy, and then you got Gabriella, who's like the same way as Troy, and then yeah, the rest is stuff.
What has been your guys' favorite part?
I just like to see how everybody collaborates when we're like off set, and to see how kind of like how on set you're like brainiacs and you're like cheerleaders and you're the jocks. And then when you just come off, you're all mingling together like that didn't even matter.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we're acting at the end of the day. This gets to be fun out here, yeah. But then you're all friends backstage. And it's probably a lot of fun to see people like Sharpay poke fun throughout the show and then come back and be like, I'm not that person. Yeah, I'm normal. You got to believe me. Well, what's been your favorite part?
I also like seeing like the different like personalities of the people, like Cora's. I don't know. I just like looking up to the freshmen or the ninth graders. I like to see what they've done, and I like learning because of what they've done, and then I like want to set an example for the seventh graders as well.
Well, I would love to talk a little bit about that experience that you're kind of alluding to there. How long have you guys been in theater? How long have you been acting? Are you pretty new into this as well?
Well, I've been in two mini musicals, and then one was at HorrorCon, which was when I was in third grade, and then this year for this musical.
Right, nice. So you're starting to stack up the experience, too. Is this something you think you're going to be doing for a long time?
Yes.
Man, nicely done. I love to hear that. We need more people in theater. How about you?
I have done two mini musicals before, and one of them was actually with Harrison, and it was my first show, and I was Cinderella, and then Harrison was the prince.
Oh, nice. Another one. You get to kind of expand and do a bunch of different things now, especially in this role as well. Well, it's exciting to hear. And then moving down the line, how long have you been involved with theater?
This is my second production. I was in a play last year, and this year I'm in a musical, and my characters are kind of core opposites, because in my first one, I was, like, so chill, and, like, everybody's equal, and now I'm, like, I'm the best, like, you do this, stuff like that.
I imagine you got to have fun with that, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would, too. Yeah, every now and then, you got to have a little Sharpay in your life and get to have some fun that way as well.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. I know I'm excited to hear how this goes, and for people that want to make sure that they're there, on November 7th, that's a week from today, at 7 o'clock, you have the opening performance, and then on Saturday, there are two. You have one at 2 p.m., and then one at 7 as well that people are going to see. Well, good luck with that. I know it's going to be a busy week, but you guys are going to do great, and I can't wait to hear how it goes. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Ben Nelson over at the Dodge County Food Pantry. That's next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The government shutdown on day 31. A new poll from ABC News and the Washington Post shows more Americans blame Republicans and President Trump for it than blame Democrats. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio has more from Washington.
Democrats digging in, refusing to open the government until Republicans agreed to extend Obamacare subsidies to prevent health care insurance premiums from skyrocketing next year. A Utah woman we spoke to says even with the subsidies, her premium next year will rise from $495 to $753. And without the subsidies, it will more than quadruple to more than $2,100.
A judge in Massachusetts is demanding that emergency funds be used to keep the SNAP benefits program up and running for the 40 million Americans who are about to lose their federal benefits as of tomorrow. In Chicago, federal immigration officials say they will be out in full force over Halloween. That is an advocacy group sues over alleged human rights conditions at the Broadview Immigration Facility. This is ABC News.
Keep your feet kicked up, sit back, and hang with us at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Food pantries are seeing a lot of new faces now that millions of Americans getting SNAP benefits won't be able to buy groceries. It's because of the government shutdown. Terry Respalier runs the Waupun Food Pantry. She says donations would help. Anyone who has needs or can help is urged to reach out by phone or on Facebook. The White House is denying more disaster aid for six Wisconsin counties hit by historic flooding in August. The state's request for hazard mitigation funding for Washington, Milwaukee, Waukesha, Ozaukee, Grant, and Door counties has been denied. That's after the state's requests for help to fix public infrastructure was denied last week. Governor Evers is appealing both decisions. We turn back our clocks this weekend. It's a good time to check the batteries in your smoke alarms. In Beaver Dam, firefighter Aaron Lenke says you can get some help with that.
We have a promotion this weekend on Saturday where we will be delivering pizza for Pizza Ranch and checking batteries for you.
That's happening from 4 until 8. Pizza Ranch will donate some of the money it makes tomorrow night to the fire department. The Dodgeland School District will operate with a $300,000 budget deficit next year after taxpayers rejected a referendum last spring to increase spending above state-mandated limits. The school board passed the budget Monday night. It spends $11.5 million. The school portion of property tax bills would come to $1,260 on a $200,000 home. A warning for people shopping for health insurance during open enrollment season. Consumer protection officials with the state say scammers pose as insurance agents to get your personal information and your money. We've posted more on DailyDodge.com about verifying licensed insurance agents online. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, Level 2 of the WIAA football playoffs gets going tonight. The Columbus Cardinals will be hosting Delavan Darien. With a win, the Cardinals can advance to Level 3 of the playoffs for the fifth consecutive year. You can watch that one on Daily Dodge TV tonight with coverage starting at 6:40. Mayville will look to keep their perfect season alive as they host Winnebago Lutheran. The two teams met earlier this season in September, with the Mayville Cardinals coming out on top 14-7. In the WIAA girls volleyball playoffs, Marshall swept Mineral Point to advance to the Division III sectional finals. They will be facing off against Luther at the Richland Center on Saturday night. In Division IV, Waterloo downed Abundant Life Christian 3-1 on the road. They'll take on Heritage Christian this upcoming Saturday. In Division 5 action, Central Wisconsin Christian took a 5-set thriller over Green Bay NEW Lutheran. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wally Lukashinsky on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our orthopedic and sports medicine team is committed to personalized care that meets your individual needs. From arthritis to complex sports injuries, we treat a wide range of conditions with the latest in both surgical and non-surgical options. We're here to help you move better and feel stronger. Now seeing patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Live sports, live shows, local events, and more. Don't miss the latest from Daily Dodge TV on DailyDodge.com. Presented by Clearview.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with a slight chance for showers.
Daytime highs approaching 50.
Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, chance for showers.
Lows dip down to about 35.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance of rain showers.
High temperatures reach up to 48.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 38 degrees.
Are you ready to do some baking? Because it's We Energy's cookie book time. This year's book is packed with dozens of cookie recipes to bake and share. We're sure you'll find a few new favorites. Pick up your copy of this holiday tradition from We Energies at one of our drive-thru distribution events. Go to weenergies.com to find an event near you. From all of us at We Energies, we offer you warm wishes for a bright holiday season. We Energies, energy you can depend on.
Anger towards your noisy, faulty furnace should not be the only thing keeping you hot this winter.
I'm tired of this.
If your furnace can't keep up, call JB Mechanical. They'll clean and repair and keep you warm all winter. So if your self-furnace inspections sound like this...
Okay, turn it on.
What the... Oh my...
Then don't suffer through another noisy night. Take advantage of JB Mechanical's fast, friendly, professional service and get your furnace running today. Visit jbmechllc.com, a proud Trane dealer.
Hey, this is Randy from Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where they've got their huge inventory reduction sale going on. You can save big on all in-stock merchandise, things like Lazy Boy recliners, You got sofas on sale, sectionals, dining sets, mattresses, and a whole lot more. They also offer interest-free financing until April, which is really, really nice. This time of year, trying to stretch that dollar further, you can get that financing with no interest until April. All of the end tables, lamps, and pictures have also been discounted for this sale. Many items are one of a kind, so stop in and discover the inventory reduction sale going on now through Tuesday, November 4th. That's next Tuesday, so do not wait too long and head down to McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts since 1858. Time for more of today's Hometown Today. With that, we send it back down to Wally.
Well, thank you very much, Kale, and I'm excited now. We get to talk to one of the best dudes in Dodge County, and that is Ben Nelson over at the Dodge County Food Pantry. I'm so excited to welcome him on. Ben, how are we doing today?
We are doing very good. Thank you so much for inviting us on today. We have a lot to talk about. Where should we start?
Oh, we got a big agenda today. I think we have to start with like the most pressing news, and that is with SNAP benefits not going to be continuing starting tomorrow right now. I imagine that's got a big impact over there with you guys at the Dodge County Food Pantry.
Yeah, we are gearing up for it. We are ordering extra food. We are going to take care of anybody who comes or calls for assistance. So if you are looking for a box of food, let's talk about that right now. We want you to call 885-3392 Monday, Wednesday, or Friday between 9 and about 11:30 and reserve your box of food. The food pantry is open from 9 in the morning until noon, and we're going to fill you up with 30 to 40 pounds of food depending on your family size, and we are here to help. So again, that number is 885-3392 to reserve a box of food, and you want to reserve it on the day which you're coming, so that could be Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. We're here to help, Wally. That's what we do.
Well, and this is coming up into that, what, a massive time of year of holidays where there are so many people. It's getting colder outside, and people are hungry out there. What can we do in the community? I imagine you guys are looking for donations right now as well.
Yes, and we've also started a couple of new programs. So lots to talk about. So the biggest thing you can do is if you have something that's sitting on your shelf and you bought too much of it and you're not going to use it, swing by, drop it off at the food pantry, or you can use the donation drop-off at the St. Vincent de Paul thrift store. Ladies have a cart over there. They fill it up with food. They bring it over every time it gets full. Adalia is working very hard to organize it, get it on the shelf, and to get that food out as quickly as possible. If you want to make a monetary donation, you can send it to 125 Dodge Drive, Pension Food Pantry. Make it out to Dodge County Food Pantry, Suite 100. That's their lockbox here for the food pantry, and we will get it into the account so we can buy food for them. So, interestingly enough, we've seen a 30% increase in what we've spent on food. We spent over $101,000 this past fiscal year, which just ended for us, September 30th. That's 30% up over last year. We do work with, Aldi's, Pig, and the market, and they do sell us food, somewhere between cost and retail. They do give us a nice discount because we're a food pantry. So when you donate money to us, we're actually able to purchase more food, from all three of those grocery stores here in town than if you were just shopping on the regular shelf. So I'd like to thank them for working with us so hard to keep our shelves full. Lots of stuff is on back order this time of year, and they're doing everything they can to get us the best substitutions.
Well, a huge thank you to them, fantastic partners of ours, and then a huge thank you to you, obviously, Ben. You guys are doing terrific stuff over there, but you mentioned a couple new programs. I'm interested. Can you tell me a little bit more about those?
So we're bringing back the Turkey Box. And so for the last 3 weeks, we've been signing up everybody who comes into the food pantry and like, hey, would you like a turkey box? So here's what's in the turkey box. We're putting a frozen turkey in there. We're putting a 5-pound bag of Wisconsin potatoes, a 3-pound bag of Wisconsin onions, a 3-pound bag of Wisconsin apples, a pound of carrots, a stalk of celery, a box of stuffing, cranberry sauce, green beans, canned or gravy mix, whichever we have available, and then, of course, the cream, mushroom cream and chicken soup so that you can make all those different casseroles and stuff. And so we've already had an amazing turnout. 150 people have signed up for a turkey box this year. Wow. And we've partnered with Hunger Task Force, and they're donating like 72 turkeys, I think. We've got 72 right now in the freezer, so we're looking for some more turkeys too. But we've also had a couple of donors that have come out and said, hey, we want to bring this program back. Here's some money to do it. So we're excited. We're partnering with Alsem, you know, here locally, and they are going to, you know, deliver for free, you know, just those great big Gaylord boxes full of potatoes and onions and celery and carrots. So we're giving out, you know, fresh produce, just like how it comes into the market or pig, you know, by the same company that supplies them. So that's really cool. So I'd like to thank Alsem for partnering with us to make this program happen at this time of the year, because I think everybody who's in need could, you know, benefit from this turkey box.
Oh, and everybody deserves to have a hot and good Thanksgiving meal. And it sounds like that's what you guys are doing there with that turkey box. So that's a really, really cool thing there as well. Ben, one of the other really cool things that's going on over there at the Dodge County Food Pantry is the expansion. I'd love to hear an update. How's that look right now?
It couldn't come at a better time. We're looking at getting into this building here in November. So we're very excited. We hope to be able to run the turkey box through this building. They're finishing up the siding and the roofing right now. They're working on getting the handicap ramp to the front door. Inside is almost completely finished. We're about to start moving the equipment in and start setting up. So we are very excited.
Well, you should be. That's awesome.
So a couple of the things I wanted to talk about is you know, that we have started to see that increase, as you talked about, people's budgets and stuff. We're averaging about 15 families who have never used the food pantry before a week are signing up for the first time. So that's a very real number, you know, with what's happening, you know, with everything in the news.
Well, Ben, before we let you go today, can you please remind us where, if we want to drop off donations or if we want to donate monetarily, where we can do that?
So first, we'll start with the telephone. You can get tons of information by calling 885-3392. If it's, you know, if you're calling on a Tuesday, Thursday, we'll return the calls as soon as we can. You know, if you're calling to sign up for, you know, a box of food, that's the number to call, 885-3392. So I want to make sure we're taking care of them first. Okay, now let's talk about donations. You can drop them off at the food pantry during their food pantry hours on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can also drop it off at the St. Vincent de Paul drop-off, which is between 9 and 6 every day, Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. And if you would like to send a check to the Dodge County Food Pantry, write it out to the Dodge County Food Pantry and send it to 125 Dodge Drive, Suite 100 here in Beaver Dam.
Well, Ben, you're the man. I tell you, you and I have to get together at some point over the next coming months, because Fasting Frenzy's coming back this year, and we got to figure out what we're going to need when it comes around, when Ash Wednesday is February. So you've only got a couple months until you're free of me.
All right. Sounds good. I'm looking forward to working with you again on that.
All right, Ben. Well, you have a great day. We look forward to hearing from you again.
Yes, thank you so much. And again, thanks to everybody who is donating and has already helped. It has made this possible to take care of our neighbors in need.
Amen to that. Well, Ben, you're the man. We'll talk soon. We're going to throw it to break now. When we come back, we are going to be telling you what's going on here on this busy Friday in Dodge County. That's next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
As we all live longer, age really is just a number, but retirement is so much more than one. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Monica Magali, and I want to know what retirement means to you. Together, we can take a look at the big picture and make a strategy to help you reach your goals, because you can't prepare for the unexpected if you don't know where you're headed. Call me at 920-392-5181 or stop in at 203 Corporate Drive, Suite 300 in Beaver Dam today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Hi, this is Sherry Sackett of the WBEV Morning Show, inviting you to join me in October 2026 as we explore the many shades of Ireland with Colette. Visit historic Dublin, kiss the famous Blarney Stone, and stand on the spectacular cliffs of Moher. We'll journey Ireland's breathtaking countryside and follow the stunning coastal route of the Dingle Peninsula. Enjoy the lovely landscape of Killarney, and yes, enjoy a taste or two at a historic whiskey distillery. We'll even stay overnight in a medieval castle and more. And the best part, Colette handles the details, flights, meals, hotels, and local experiences. Your job is to have the time of your life. Hear an informative preview for the trip on Tuesday, November 11th at 6 p.m. at the Riverfront Wine Bar. This is a great opportunity for fans to come out and meet with Holly from Memory Making Travel, Katie from Colette, and myself to learn more about the trip and ask any questions. To book the trip now, call our friend Holly at 262-707-3342 or visit dailydodge.com to learn more.
Looking for a new doctor? Prairie Ridge Health's Family Medicine Team is welcoming new patients in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Marshall, and Sun Prairie. From wellness checks to managing chronic conditions, we are here to care for you at every age and every stage of life. Meet our providers and schedule an appointment at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Gruber Offices. Serving the people of Wisconsin for over 30 years. Call us today if you've been injured. Gruber Offices, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Bucks. One call, that's all.
This week's Mid-State Equipment 95.3 WBEV FFA Student of the Week is Andy Schuett of Horicon. Andy is the president of the Horicon FFA and has held other office roles. Her SAE project is food products and processing. Andy has participated in multiple FFA events and has attended multiple conferences. Her plans after graduation are to go to UW-Platteville and major in ag education. Congratulations to Andy Schuett of Horicon. She's this week's Mid-State Equipment 95.3 WBEV FFA Student of the Week.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, making sure you don't miss what's happening in your hometown. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. It's Halloween, and with Halloween, I feel like there's always got to be blood on a costume somewhere. I didn't mean to go as bloody Where's Waldo, but for behind the scenes, Kale got to witness me frantically running upstairs to our production room. And I'm like, Kale, I think you might have to talk to Ben. My nose is bleeding. So for the last like 20 minutes, we've been dealing with this, Kale. So I appreciate you dealing with whatever this is.
I've been wondering where's Waldo. And apparently it was in a back alley meeting some bad guys.
Feels that way.
Oh, man.
This thing is just whatever.
It's always
whatever.
Something. This is, hey, man, this is live radio. That's what it's all about. You get a bloody nose, you go on with the show, right?
The show goes on. It waits for no man.
Exactly. It waits for no man. Well, it's a big weekend, Halloween today, and I love the Where's Waldo. It fits very well with your name. Like, you should have just gone as Waldo, Where's Waldo, like, every year of your life.
You know what? I think it's basically a permanent fixture now.
Okay, good. Yeah, it makes sense. I can't think of a better person to be Where's Waldo than Wally. So,
by the way, if you guys want to have fun with it too, I think Ashley Dobrzynski has put together a Where's Wally almost campaign on Facebook, going around some of our fantastic partners. So you'll have to look and see if you can find me out there on Facebook.
Follow the Facebook page. So now, man, you're going to want to be on that Facebook because now you got Where's Wally and we got Wandering Wade. There's a lot of W's hanging out there.
Too many W's
right now. Too many W's. But yeah, it's Halloween. I know we got some good costumes around the office today too. I saw Charlie was Charlie Brown. And
a convincing one at that.
Yeah, pretty convincing one. I mean, a very tall Charlie Brown, but other than that, pretty convincing. I know Ashley is a minion. I know Jake's got something on, but I didn't catch what
he's Gordon Haywood this morning.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's what that was. I walked by his office so fast, I like recognized that he was in costume, but I didn't quite like really get to look at it. So, yeah, been a lot of fun. But so Halloween today, I know we've got a trunk or treat with the kids tonight, so looking forward to that. But then this weekend, Wally. First of all, it's November, which is crazy to think. We're getting into the second to last month of the year, and it's that weekend where we get to set the clocks back.
And it's weird. You were telling me about this awesome thing Pizza Ranch is doing with this, too. I'd never heard of this before.
Well, yeah. So if you don't remember, Wally, hopefully you remember this, you know, that this is pounded into your head. But daylight savings time, the perfect time to check your smoke detectors, right? Because they got to get their batteries switched out, first of all. So switch those batteries out, even if the ones in there are good, because you don't know when they're going to go bad. So switch your batteries out. And Wally, did you know? I'm curious, because, you know, you haven't learned everything about home ownership yet. Did you know your smoke detectors themselves have a expiration date?
No, wait, the actual device itself?
Yes.
I did not know that.
So check that. Check that. It's printed right on there. Just look at it, and if that needs changing out. But Beaver Dam Fire Department, obviously our fire departments, you know, are always really getting the word out around daylight savings time in the spring and fall about, hey, smoke detectors, check them. Change the batteries. And so the fire department, you know, really wants to make sure everybody gets a chance to do that this weekend. And so they have teamed up with Pizza Ranch here in Beaver Dam. And tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., if you order delivery from Pizza Ranch in Beaver Dam, you can have it delivered by a fire truck. And they'll deliver it. They'll come in, check your smoke detectors, make sure everybody's going to be safe.
That's unbelievable.
Isn't
I know
awesome?
Little kids out there, too, are going to be itching for that. So
yes.
Throw a pizza at it this
exactly.
weekend.
So that's 4 to 8 tomorrow with Pizza Ranch Beaver Dam. If you want to schedule your fire truck delivery before you call in your order, make sure you call 920-219-9676. It's 920-219-9676, and you can get your pizza scheduled to be delivered by a fire truck, which is pretty awesome. Like, I think I might do that with the kids, because they would – what kid wouldn't love having dinner – first of all, pizza for dinner, and then have it brought by the fire truck? It really doesn't
on a Saturday.
Better. On a Saturday. It's – going to be awesome. So, yeah, take advantage of that. High school football coming up tonight, Wally.
Yeah, so rapid fire for you. We got Columbus against Delavan Darien tonight. It's going to be a fun matchup. Planning to be there myself, but that'll be on Daily Dodge TV starting at 6:40. It's the most prolific passing offense in all of Wisconsin versus the Columbus Cardinals, who have shut out teams for the last five games. It's going to be a really, really fun matchup there. And then last but not least today, Kale, we have the Pack Attack Party coming this Sunday, so make sure you come out. Tower Lanes, doors open at 11 o'clock. Speaking of Pizza Ranch, we are going to have a lunch provided by them in the market in Beaver Dam. So we're going to be eating good this weekend and going to have a lot of fun, a lot of pizza, and I can't wait, Kale.
It's going to be a great weekend, Wally, and yeah, it's going to be fun.
Well, that's going to do it for us here today. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Happy Halloween to everyone out there. Stay safe. And we will see you same time, same place, back here on Monday morning for more Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.